Maybe you only know Dylan Thomas because of Bob Dylan. Maybe you've never heard of the Welsh poet who's now dead. Maybe you have heard of him and maybe you don't like him because he was an alcoholic or certainly a very, very heavy drinker. Maybe you don't like the way in which he didn't pay all that much attention to his children. Maybe you simply don't like feckless men. Or maybe you've forgotten how much you like him. So this is for you. This is for you. This is a way of wakening up in Ennis Diamond in Clare in Ireland, with Dylan Thomas on my mind. And death shall have no dominion. Dead men naked, they shall be one with the man in the wind and the west moon. When their bones are picked clean and the clean bones gone, they shall have stars at elbow and foot. Though they go mad, they shall be sane. Though they sink through the sea, they shall rise again. Though lovers be lost, love shall not, and death shall have no dominion. And death shall have no dominion under the windings of the sea. They lying long shall not die windily, twisting on racks when sinews give way, strapped to a wheel, yet they shall not break. Faith in their hands shall snap in two, and the unicorn evils run them through. Split all ends up, they shan't crack. And death shall have no dominion. And death shall have no dominion. No more may gulls cry at their ears, or waves break loud on the seashores. Where blew a flower, may a flower no more lift its head to the blows of the rain. Though they may be mad, and dead as nails, heads of the characters hammer through daisies, break in the sun till the sun breaks down, and death shall have no dominion.